I asked my listeners if they had any specific questions they wanted me to ask you. And the first thing many of them came up with, number one, they wanted to send their best wishes to you and to Jill and to ask if everything is good. You guys have been amazingly strong, and they were just thinking about you both.
Oh, that's so nice. You know, yes, we're doing great, and Jill's doing great. And you can when you get into the entertainment business, you know, I think people do it for different reasons. And I did it because I love to play music and entertain and be on stage. And you never know, you know, what kind of relationship you're going to have with people out there in the audience. And just to know that people care about us and, you know, think about us and send their wishes, it just means so much to me and to Jill. And we're just very, very grateful. So I really appreciate that question, and we send our love right back to everybody.
Oh, well, they appreciate that. You do have a busy life, as you just mentioned, and trying to meld a personal life and a professional life and meet all your obligations, that's got to be tough. Where do you find your center in all of that?
I really try to live in the moment. You know, if I thought about, you know, what am I going to do, you know, on my next tour, and, you know, one of my daughters is in high school, and if I tried to think too far ahead, I think I would become overwhelmed. And I learned that a long time ago. Like, people talk about, you know, when they get married, oh, you know, this is such a big decision. And it is a big decision. But, you know, you have to do what's right in the moment. And you never can predict what's coming down the road. So as long as my family is first, then everything sort of falls into place. You know, they're first. My career is very important to me. They understand that. And then we just take it a day at a time. You know, sometimes I'm on the road, sometimes I'm home, and it just works out. We just, all of us, try to sort of live in the moment and accept things as they come. I think it makes life a little bit easier and more enjoyable that way.
You know, I really think it does. And the new tour, the New Orleans Tricentennial Celebration, we're talking about celebrating your hometown. How did you put the tour together for this?
Well, that's one thing I'm not involved with. If it were up to me, I would go on tour, you know, and it hit every city in the United States. But, you know, thankfully, I'm not the one in charge of that, because it takes a lot of skill that I don't have to put a tour together. So my manager and the people who work on my tour put all that stuff together. And I'm thrilled that we're able to start it down there in Clearwater, because, you know, I think most people know how much I love that town. And it's always such a great time. So we're thrilled to be coming down there.
We're thrilled to have you. No, actually, one of the other questions I had from a listener, Nancy, met you when you were down here for Dolphin Tale 2, and she sent me the picture of you, and she said, ask Harry if he remembers me. But everybody remembers you when you come down. You've been at Ruth Eckert Hall, this will be your seventh time. You come down here for Dolphin Tale.
Wow.
You're always running amok.
That's amazing. I love Clearwater. It's the kind of place where every time I go, I think to myself, like, why don't I live here? Like, it's such a beautiful, incredible part of the world, and we just love coming there. So I'm excited. I think my dad might come, because he loves it there, too. And
oh,
I even think Jill might come. I mean, we all love it. So it's going to be a great place to kick off the tour.
It really will. And we get you for two shows. That's the best part. You're going to be here on the 5th and 6th of June. We like that.
Well, I love it, too. I mean, the more time I can get down there, the better.
Oh, absolutely. Now, when you're on tour, do you seek out special places to go and eat, you know, those little hole-in-the-wall places? Are you looking for anything in particular, or do you just handle what craft services?
Well, I know where I'm going to Casa Tina when I come down there. I love that place over there in Dunedin. It's just, man, they have some good ceviche and good everything. So I'll definitely hit that place. And you know, otherwise, you know, if there are places that I know and that I remember, I'll try to go. A lot of times, you know, they keep us pretty busy out there, so there's not a whole lot of time to hang out. But if I have two nights in a place like I do in Clearwater, I hopefully I'll have at least one of those nights or afternoons to go out and try some of the local food.
Oh, I can give you lots of suggestions, but you mentioned my favorite restaurant in Dunedin. I live 5 minutes from there. I adore Casa Tina. They're wonderful.
Man, that's good.
They're very good. Now, when you're on the road, you have to have one or two really memorable stories about fan interactions. That was another one of the questions from our listeners. What stands out in your mind when you get to meet your fans?
You know, when I go on stage, I take it really seriously. I mean, not in terms of how I perform. I mean, I love having a good time, but I respect each and every one of the people that comes to see me so much. I think about it every day. you know, these are folks that have a lot of choices in terms of how they're going to spend their money, mm-hmm. especially on entertainment. And, you know, tickets aren't cheap. And I tell this to my band. I said, listen, we have to, every time we go out there, we have to give everything we have, like it's the last show we're going to play. And all of the fans have been so amazing. There have been so many, I can't even count the just wonderful exchanges I've had with people. You know, sometimes some of them have been crazy. You know, I'll be playing and all of a sudden somebody will sneak up on the stage and, you know, give me a big bear hug when I'm in the middle of a song on the piano and I don't see them coming. That's always an interesting sensation. Like, you know, you're singing a ballad and somebody just tackles you from behind. That's an interesting thing. But, you know, we always have a great time, and all of the experiences have been pleasant.
Final question I have for you is, you are, as we've said, a centered, very family-oriented kind of guy. Who taught you to be that way?
Oh, that's my mother and father, you know, for sure. I think it's possible to have everything you want to have. You know, I think you can be in the entertainment business. You can have a family, you know, you can, you know, still celebrate your faith and the things that are important to you. I don't think you have to sacrifice anything. I don't think you have to settle. I think you can be the best artist you can be and still hold the things that you value close to you. So those are the things that I learned from my mother and my father, and my sister is the same way. You know, we just try to emulate them and live the best lives that we can, and it's worked out for both of us.